T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lauren and Emily, good morning, girls. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning.
Well, are we ready for a big weekend this weekend? There's a lot going on, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. They keep getting bigger and bigger.
I know, and I'm bumming because I feel like we're getting so close to that end of August, you know? I know next week is a big week for a lot of college kids going back to school.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's talk about what we've got going on this weekend.
First up, we have the 150th grand celebration of the Olmsted Parks. So it's actually been 150 years since Frederick Law Olmsted came to Buffalo and changed the landscape of the city. So they're celebrating all weekend long. Friday, they're having family movie night at Kaz Park showing Ants tonight. And then Saturday, they're having a picnic and play in the parks, just encouraging everyone to go out to the parks with a picnic basket, lawn games. And then Sunday, they're having a bark in the park at Hoyt Lake, Bring Your Furry Friends. They're going to have a dog parade, training classes with Dog Days of Buffalo, a grooming station, demonstrations. They're going all
out. You had me at dog parade.
I love it. I love it. Now, should I dress Roxy up or should I just have her go au naturel? Like, what do they want in this parade?
Always, I don't know what they want, but
scarf.
I think always dress up.
Scarf it up.
No, she will go as a sunflower if we're going to go in costume.
Come on.
That's perfect.
I think that works.
There is a photo booth, so you can have her dressed as a sunflower, and then you can dress as a sunflower matching photos.
I just hope that they have the camera all the way low to the ground, because lifting a bulldog is like lifting lead
weight. It's a workout.
It is a workout.
It's arms day.
And the problem is, she never looks awesome when you lift her up. She just, it's a whole thing. So that sounds fun. I'm happy that they're celebrating that. Very cool. Kevin Farley's coming to town.
Yes, he's going to be in town tonight and tomorrow night. He's got two shows, 7:30 and 10, at Helium Comedy Club.
It's notable who Kevin Farley is because you might recognize the last name.
Yes, his brother is famously Chris Farley, and they look very, very similar.
Yeah.
His Wikipedia page for Kevin Farley says, quote, actor, production designer, singer, dancer, occasional composer, and stand-up comic. So he's got a lot on his plate. He's been in things like Tommy Boy, Black Sheep, The Water Boy. He directed that Paranormal movie, which was the spoof on Paranormal Activity.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also Doug Linus in the band Together, which
Nick
loves.
Well, that is the thing. I'm a huge fan of Together. You plus me equals us. Calculus.
The hardest part of breaking up is getting back
to stuff. I have an autographed Jerry action figure from the band Together.
What?
That was an MTV, like, so when the boy bands were hot, MTV came out with a mock boy band. Kevin Farley was part of it. Who did he play?
Doug Linus?
There you go. He was Doug from Together. And actually, the band was really good. Like, as a mock band, they pulled it off.
I have their CD, so that's how good.
Oh, have a listen.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that's them.
Yeah. That's
gonna
Kevin
be a good
Farley.
Show.
He's at Helium?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fun.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Very cool. We've got the 34th annual Buffalo Niagara Scottish Festival.
Yep, this one's happening Saturday and Sunday at Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village in Amherst, and they're going to they're going all out. They're having Highland Games. There's actually been 5 world records set here, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're having throwing logs, shot put with stones, hammer throws. They're going to have a gathering of the clans and pipe bands. Music, dancing, all that good stuff, a Celtic marketplace. I'm pretty excited about the band and solo pipe and drum competitions.
Yeah, that's really cool. I've
Sounds
done
like drumline a little bit.
The Celtic Games before, and throwing the hammer and stuff. It's not easy to do, but really fun to try.
I always picture CrossFit.
It is like CrossFit.
Piper down.
Piper down.
You're going to hear that every 5 minutes.
100%. I love that. The 2018 Great Contraption Race happens at Riverworks.
This looks really fun. So I actually Google image searched this just so I can, like, understand what it is. And people are literally building crazy contraptions that they're racing on the water. So they're, like, basically flotation devices, so, like, different kinds of boats.
Anything that floats.
Exactly. But with, like, crazy things on them, like toilets and just everything you can ever possibly imagine.
It benefits a group called It Happened to Alexa, which is a group that helps those affected by sexual assaults. It's happening at Buffalo River Works. The cause is
nice,
very important to anybody in your family. The party is awesome because if it floats, put it in the water and have fun with the great
And it doesn't sound like a mile and a quarter is a lot, but when you've got just a contraption, that can be far.
Yeah, and who knows how heavy your boat actually is.
Right.
But, and then the Riverworks patio is just so great for viewing this, so that's going to be really fun to check out.
Okay. Third annual Cocktail City collaboration at Hydraulic Hearth.
Yeah, so this one's happening Saturday in the beer garden next to Hydraulic Hearth. They are doing themed pairings with six local bartenders and spirits. So each different pairing has a different theme. So we're talking like one is an Asian theme, one is futuristic. We have tiki, we have Euro. One of our favorites is literature. Like, how are they going to do that?
Yeah.
So it's basically like a local bartender and a local distillery. So Lockhouse and Debutsu are paired together, Tommy Rotter and Vera, and then they each have a theme. And
then
you get
fun.
To try cocktails along those themes.
Collabos.
Yeah.
Let's get up to Barker, New York with the Blackbird Ciderworks Summer Cider Festival.
This is really cool. We actually went last year, and apparently this is the first year they're doing an actual Western New York Cider Fest. So it starts this weekend. It goes all the way to next Sunday, and there's tons of stuff going on all over town. And this is one that's been going on for, I think, like 7 years. And it's up in Barker, which is kind of near Lake Ontario. So you're going a bit north, but it's a really scenic drive. You go through the Niagara Heritage Trail and all that good stuff. And they basically have a lot of the local breweries and cideries come. They've got food trucks, and you get a lot of tastings, honestly, with your tickets. Like, we were feeling pretty good after our 8 tastes last
year. I love
it,
yeah.
There's going to be cider and food trucks. It's going to be awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, how can you argue with that? Beyonce, Jay-Z tomorrow night.
The biggest thing happening all weekend, obviously, at New Era Field. I know you guys have been talking about this all morning long. My biggest question is, like, do Beyonce and Jay-Z sing at the same time?
Yes, like a couple.
All the whole time?
At times, there's only one, but for the most part, they're up there as a couple.
That was my biggest question.
Yep.
That's cool.
Are they really? Oh.
There are times, so if you look at the set list, there are times when it's just one, just the other, or together.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's
that's
a show
so
of them,
unique.
The Carters, basically.
How does that work with single ladies?
She doesn't do it.
Doesn't do it.
That, I mean, that makes sense.
I guess.
And there's still tickets available, right?
Yes.
Which is so cool. Now, if you have nothing going on this weekend and you want to go, do it.
And the weather's going to be good. So
right?
I think, very cool. Although it's raining kind of a sun shower right now, which is funny. But those are going to come out of the forecast. All right. Also, we've got the Griffiths Sculpture Park 6th Annual Summer Festival on Sunday.
This is another really cool festival that's happening this weekend. If you've never been to Griffiths Sculpture Park,
it's in
East Otto. Points if you know where that is. It's
like
south, kind of like on the way to Ellicottville.
Okay.
You can put it in your Google Maps and find it super easily. It's literally a 400-acre park. You know those sculptures that are in Outer Harbor, like the big metal people? It's 250 of those scattered over this gorgeous, like, open, hilly field kind of place.
Okay.
It's really cool. And there's, like, hidden trails you can go on where you're just, oh, this is just a trail through the woods. And there's, like, giant sculptures in the woods.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's amazing.
It's a cool place to go to even if there isn't anything going on. But then this weekend, they're having a big festival, so.
Fun. Yeah, it's super cool. So they've got a bunch of bands there. They're going to have food trucks and drinks. You can also bring coolers with stuff there. So it's going to be a really fun event to check out.
And finally, let's talk about the Erie County Fair as they cap it off this weekend. What is the event on Sunday?
The world's largest, who knew, demolition derby is happening in Hamburg, New York. Claim to fame right there. They're having two different shows on Sunday, afternoon and night. And there's going to be more than 100 different cars from across Western New York at the fairgrounds, and you basically, like, they're navigating the track to keep the damage to their vehicle to a minimum, and they try and win their heat and make it to the finals. And actually, each car is judged by the crowd beforehand to see who has, like, the best decorations, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that is so much fun. A fun weekend ahead of us, for sure.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'm, like, dying, because, like, I feel like we're getting so close to the end of August. I'm
I
like,
know.
What can I squeeze in beyond
pack
everything
it all
else?
In.
Don't
yeah,
you feel like
do,
you need
yep,
to?
Yep,
yep. Got to
do all the things this
Absolutely.
Weekend.
To find out more information, where does somebody go if they want to check out some of these events?
StepOutBuffalo.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.